North America is now remain the epicenter of energy for the remainder of the first half of this century, at least, and probably well in the next century. We're no longer going to be talking about the epicenter being Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, Venezuela. North America is the place. And when I say that, and I say it in other contexts in foreign policy, it's everyone assumes I'm only talking about the phenomenal breakthroughs in natural gas and oil, all of which has been new technologies that have been all very positive. But there's another transformational, equally important thing happening in renewable energy and reducing carbon pollution here and around the world. That is the future. That is the future. A key driver to the development and deployment of clean energy is all of you. Right now, renewable energies, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, you're probably the only people who really know this, generates about 13% of our electric energy needs and about 10% of all of our energy needs in the nation. Since 2008, solar generation has increased 20-fold. Granted, still only represents about 0.5% of our needs, but over time, there's no reason why that can't increase exponentially. Wind power has tripled, representing roughly 9% of our primary energy needs in the United States, but there's no reason why both wind and energy, among other renewables, can't, wind and solar, can't increase exponentially. There's not a single reason on God's green earth, and you're going to help keep it green, that by the year 2020, renewables aren't double to represent 20% of the electric generation and 26% of electric generation and 20% of all energy generation in the nation.